Mike and John in the morning, and joining us in the studio this morning, the authors of Michigan Haunts, Public Places, Eerie Spaces, John Milan and Gail Offen. Welcome.
Hey.
Good morning.
So, which was cool about this book is not only there's a lot of great pictures, but a lot of places here in Livingston County appear to be haunted.
That's right. Livingston County, actually, because, spoiler alert, I live in Heartland, but a lot of them are in Livingston County, and a lot of the more interesting ghosts that we put in the book happen to live in Livingston County.
Now, I spoke to you guys a few years back. You did a book about Grand River.
Right.
The Route 66, if you will, and Michigan, where it goes, and where it starts, where it ends, or where it starts, where it ends, depending on what end you're looking at. But and that was an interesting conversation. What got you onto the Michigan Haunts idea? What sparked this idea?
Well, I think part of it was our research we did on the Grand River book, because we found a lot of places were reputedly haunted along that path.
And whether you even believe in ghosts or not, we love when people tell us stories, and people told us so many stories along Grand River. We thought, let's just do a book about public places. So many of these books you see are about, oh, my house is haunted. Well, you can't go in there. These, you can go to all these places throughout Michigan, which makes it a travel book as well.
Now you have so many, and I want to look at some of the ones from here in Livingston County.
Sure.
But so many, did you actually go and check them all out, or did you get on the road and say, well, they said this place is haunted, let's go check it out?
Yeah, I think it was a little of both. We stumbled on some. We went to look at some. We researched them, talked to the owners, managers, different people there, and got a lot of interesting stories from them.
Tell us what one is the most intriguing one that you're like, I don't know if I can believe that one or not.
Or on the other side of, boy, now I kind of wonder, is that true? Like, was there an incident when you were researching any of these that made you go,
Yes, I think you can say that all of that came into play. I had an interesting experience at the Jackson Antique Mall, and then we would talk to people like at the Whitney in Detroit, where they would tell us just crazy stuff going on there, the Two-Way Inn in Detroit, and even here in Howell.
The Two-Way Inn in Detroit is one of our favorite stories. There's a ghost from the Civil War. It's the oldest dive bar in America, and they have a ghost from the Civil War that goes through there all the time and actually lives there.
That's a hell of a tap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our favorite ghosts, though, we love all these different ghosts. There's a ghost that drinks coffee at Greenfield Village, but there's a lion ghost right here in Howell at the Howell Theater, one of our favorite places, best popcorn in town, as you know. And they had a lion came through on a circus and died there and was buried near there. And Tyler, who owns the Howell Theater, says they see a lion ghost. They hear a lion ghost there.
No, wait a minute. Is that just the roar of the MGM lion at the beginning of the movie?
That could be a good publicity stunt.
Yeah.
But they're actually doing paranormal investigations this weekend there. Yeah. So they say they see the lion ghost going through there, roaring away. So,
you know, we hear a lot about the Howell Sanatorium, of course, a very famous location. Yeah. The facility no longer there.
Right.
So what tell us about that.
Well, it was a TB sanatorium around the turn of the century. It had up to 500 people there. When they cured TB, they needed some use for the building, so they made it into a mental hospital. It was there until the 80s, and then they knocked it down and built, a housing development there. Ooh. Now, if you've ever seen Poltergeist, you know that's a really great idea. They're bad, and so, boy, we've heard so many, and if you look online, we don't recommend exploring there, but there's still tunnels of that. People see people walking around with nooses on their neck. People see children looking in the windows of their homes. I can't even imagine, but that's not a great place to. The South Lyon Hotel was built over a cemetery, and that's why they think there's a lot of hauntings at the South
Lyon. That's the one that burned down.
Right.
Right.
It burned down.
Maybe
in the
ghost did it.
And 2016. Yeah. Sure. Matches away from ghosts.
Well, they rebuilt it, and it's nice, and I've been there. I don't think I've seen
it. Have you been
there
recently since they've been rebuilt? It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have to say, Livingston County, I think the most haunted part of Livingston County is I-96 in the morning going to Southfield.
Yeah, right.
That is extremely. You probably don't need another traffic reporter, but it's scary coming here as well.
So these are some of the Livingston County locations, but statewide, obviously, there's whole bunches. Lover's Leap on Mackinac Island. That's the one that caught my eye.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that one.
That one is, there's a Native American woman who, she was in love with a man. Her parents didn't approve. She was so distraught, she leapt off Lover's Leap, and then she put a curse on the whole island.
Which means that you're condemned to eat fudge forever.
But they even have people don't realize there's also a drowning pool there. It's our own version of Salem, Massachusetts, wow. Where women were, if they were thought to be a witch, they would put them in this drowning pool. If they survived, they were considered witches. If they drowned, you know, then they were considered not witches.
Exactly. Is that Mackinac Island?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why all the politicians go there once a year.
Drowning pool. Well, there you go.
Now, wait a minute.
Stay away from
interesting
that.
Ideas.
There's even, have you guys heard of the Paulding Lights and Watersmeet that it was in Ripley's Believe It or Not?
That's right. Yeah, they offered $100,000 to solve the mystery of the Paulding Lights, which you can still see. That is actually a paranormal phenomenon that we can see any day of the year. People line up on the road there and watch these lights.
And so what do they look like? I mean, have you seen them?
Well, yeah. And they come towards you down this road, and they hover over your head. They turn colors. They disappear. Now, Ripley's offered $100,000 for someone to come up with why this happens. The Michigan Tech had some of their engineering folks come down there and say, we kind of figured out what this is, but
the money's still out there, though. Yeah. You guys, yeah. If we have a van, let's all get in there and we can go there.
The mystery machine.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. It's only 8 hours away, you know, and we can solve it. But, again, we're so lucky to have so many places here, like the Livingston, the Howl Opera House. Obviously, people know about the Opera House being haunted as well. And I love that they found fossilized peanuts up there. The origin of the word peanut gallery, that people used to throw peanuts on the shelves, and they have, the manager of the Opera House told us about that crying ghost they have there.
We heard about that, too, the first time we went through the Opera House.
Yeah, did you see her at all?
I did not, no.
Yeah, she cries, she looks at her husband with another woman, and she's crying. We have a lot of jealous wife ghosts in her book as well. That's one of her specialties. The Whitney has a jealous wife ghost. The Bowers Harbor, a lot of weeping women, unfortunately.
Yeah, very
you're
nice.
You're going to be talking about the book and meeting people on tomorrow and next week as well, right?
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be at the Hamburg Library at 6:30 p.m. We're going to go through it. It's going to be very fun and lively. We try and keep it fun, funny, and lively. And next Tuesday, we're going to be at the Brighton Library. That's the 29th, and it's at 7 o'clock. So we'd love to have people show up. You don't even have to register. Just show up, and we promise to entertain you.
Lots of pictures, and people can share their stories, too.
Yeah, we'll even really tell cool you about book. Mellis Hospital, where they have a chute where body parts used to be.
Now, that's where the Brighton Chamber of Commerce currently is.
Right.
Now,
right.
That's an interesting history in and of itself, aside from its psychic haunting abilities, but that was a hospital at the turn of the 20th century. And now tell us, what's the haunted aspect of that?
Well, it was a hospital, and we actually, in the book, there's a picture of me opening up the chute where it says body parts on it. They used to throw the body parts down in there to go to the incinerator. But people that work there still feel people pushing on their chest. Downstairs where the morgue was in the basement, people will see patients walking around on the grounds. It's a little bit like Night of the Living Dead.
Hmm.
But it's a chamber of commerce, so it's a great place to do business as well.
A few drinks, you never know what you're going to see at that
chamber. Yeah, we met someone who was born there, so you never know. I mean, we meet such interesting people along the way. We met Orville Wright's paper boy. And we have a whole chapter on Houdini as well, because he spent a lot of time in Detroit. He died in Detroit on Halloween 1926, so his anniversary is coming up.
You can't
even
write that ending. You know, that's one of those stranger-than-fiction endings. And so, again, the book Michigan Haunts, Public Places, Eerie Spaces, John Mylan and Gail Offen. And the book available on Amazon?
And on Amazon, eTarget.com, and at Barnes & Noble stocks a lot of them as well if you'd like to go to your local bookstores.
Or they can come see you at the Hamburg Library Thursday at 6:30 tomorrow, and then the Brighton Library next Tuesday the 29th at 7, and
yes,
I'm sure we'll have copies available.
Absolutely. We'll sign them for free as well.
Fascinating stuff. Kind of fun stuff. Yeah. We appreciate it.
And whether or not you believe in books, ghosts, if you believe...
I believe in books.
Okay. Yeah,
I believe in books, but if you don't believe in ghosts... And you just want to hear good stories, come for that as well.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Non-believers, welcome.
Appreciate it.